it started about 5 years ago. We'd had a spate of young bowlers who had stress fractures, and we were doing all the usual protocol, all the bowling regulations, all the analysis of actions, etc., etc. Everything that ECB were recommending that were risk factors we were taking out. We were making sure that all the bowlers were screened for their actions. And ECB had a thing at the time that mixed actions, which complicated, which basically meant when they landed in the crease, that the bottom half was facing one way and the top half was slightly twisted.
Yeah, like sort of Flintoff reminds me of that sort of action.
Yeah, and you either needed to get the feet and the hips and shoulders in line, basically, going the same way. As time's gone on, that's been proven that that's not really the major risk factor that's gone now down the route of more flex, side flex on delivery, front foot contact, a lot more in-depth, as you would expect, as they try to come up with what it is.
Yeah.
But back then, our physios, who were obviously spending a lot of time working with Scott McAllister and Kurt Ansell, have spent a lot of time working with bowlers on rehab and getting them back. And so we spoke to Ethan Bale, who had people obviously got fast bowling pins with Kevin Chang, working on theirs, on what they were thinking it was. And we just went a little left field, if you like. We went to try and look to see if we could find or help in any way spot when this might occur. It did seem to be, we felt there were some patterns, as was it age, was it indoor bowling, was it? And so we started to look at, and we got some students involved and we got some medics involved. And we got all our bowlers from, I can't remember the actual age, but some were on newish onto the professional staff down to our emerging players, our under 14, 15s, who were fast bowlers.
Yeah.
And we started looking at bone density. And Martin's son was a prime case at the time. He had a stress fracture. He was off for 6 months. He then came back, and all the things that ECB said, his two main risk factors were workload, he bowled too much, physically he wasn't strong enough to do it, and technically his action was slightly flawed. Well, when he came back, we monitored his workload, he got strong, he was the strongest in the gym, for core, strength, leg power, everything. He was also, technically his action was perfect, as it could be. And he never bowled, he hardly ever bowled, but he had a reoccurrence of his stress fracture. So we started to think, well, is there something else? Is it a weakness? It was a stress fracture in a different location.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a reoccurrence. So that's what really got us thinking that we might be, what is bone density? Is it the fact that it's the makeup of somebody, what they've done, maybe going through a growth spurt. So, again, the appeal was from, because obviously it costs money to get people scanned for bone density, that was where we went to the lottery, and Jane Ferguson was really, really supportive because she'd undergone back surgery herself for whatever reason, and she was a big one that, let's try and, if we can, get to the bottom of what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's something that we're still out there doing. There are people still get stress fractures. We had one this last winter, last summer, but that could have been in Jared Warner, that could have been an impact injury, flipped and fell. And there's all these other things that, is it something else that's causing it? Can that happen when they dive on the hip, when they slide into field? And a batsman, you probably would never know he got a stress fracture because it's only in the bowling action. And a bowler, quite often, only reports it isn't an injury that's there the whole time.